The Southern Sudan People's Liberation Movement called off talks with the Khartoum-based government on Saturday. It said the ruling National Congress Party, based in the north, has destabilized the south by arming rebel groups. But the Sudan Troika, which is made up of the US, Norway and Britain, said Tuesday it's critical that talks go ahead. The foreign powers said both sides should take steps against alleged actions that destabilize each other's governments and territories. Khalid al-Mubarak is a spokesperson for the Sudanese embassy in London. He says the claims made by the SPLM against the north are unfounded.
The collapse of the south is not in the interest of the north. If the south collapses, if it becomes a failed state before the declaration of independence, the north will pay the price in displaced people, instability. The international community will also pay the price. So nobody is interested in that.
Southern Sudanese voted earlier this year for South Sudan to secede and form its own country. The split is set to take place in July. But there are still negotiations that must take place, with two big issues being border demarcation and how to share oil revenues. Southern Sudan's ruling party says it has documents to prove that Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's government supplied weapons to militias in the south. But Mubarak says there's no evidence of northern interference in the south. Southern politicians, he says, are trying to blame the north for their own internal problems.
What we have seen so far is provocation and a desire to export the problems of the south to the north.
Hundreds of people have been killed in recent weeks in the south and along the border with the north. Fouad Hikmat, a Sudan advisor with the International Crisis Group, says the situation is worrying.
The only way forward is to sit on the table and to negotiate the way forward.
He says neither the North nor the South, which were at civil war for over two decades until 2005, want to return to that level of violence.
Both of them should recognize the greatness of the issue. This is very, very serious. And I don't think SPLM wants to get into a big fight because they have got more challenges preparing their country to be independent in a couple of months. And the NPP have got very serious issues also to deal with the North.
99% of Southern Sudanese voted in favor of independence during the January referendum. St. Lehenesi for VOA News, London.